This is JRS News coming up. NWC to begin denitrifying wells in corporate area. RADA ramps up water harvesting program in St. Elizabeth. And the Jamaica National Heritage Trust stages Emancipation Vigil. The news in detail after this message.
Jamaicans from all walks of life,
we must save energy and help the Jamaican economy.
Energy saving, we say.
To that, to that, to that.
Up on the energy, save today, protect tomorrow. Ease up on the energy, save today, protect tomorrow.
Energy saving is not a maybe, it's a must. Hey.
Ease up on the energy, save today, protect tomorrow.
Now the news. The National Water Commission, the NWC, is to explore the possibility of denitrifying wells in the corporate area as part of plans to increase available water resources. Water Minister Robert Pickersgill says the Water Resources Authority has received a proposal from one consultant for evaluating the potential of denitrification. The proposal has been submitted to the NWC for review and action.
Two wells are presently being tested for water quality. Devon House and King's House. We already have water quality data for these wells. Also, a well at Balata Avenue that uses a denitrification plant is presently in operation, and the NWC is presently taking water from that source.
Denitrification is a process of removing nitrate contaminants from raw water sources. Mr. Pickersgill was speaking in the House of Representatives early this week. The Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, is ramping up its water harvesting program in sections of St. Elizabeth in an effort to alleviate water challenges faced by farmers annually. Deputy Parish Manager Marvin Lawrence says part of the drought mitigation program being undertaken is the construction of water harvesting ponds in several farming communities. He says the program is being undertaken with support from several donor agencies.
We have been partnering with some donor agencies to do water harvesting ponds. This has been successful. It's not that the amount we want it to be, but there are a number of call for projects coming up that we intend to write to see how best we can construct some of these water harvesting ponds.
Mr. Lawrence says water harvesting ponds have been serving farmers well, and with new ponds coming on stream, the challenges faced by farmers during periods of drought should be eased significantly. The 2nd Battalion, the Jamaica Regiment, an infantry unit in the Jamaica Defence Force, the JDF, will be receiving its regimental colours in a parade today at the Up Park Camp in Kingston. Colours are the official flags of a military unit. The 2nd Battalion colours are being changed for only the second time in the unit's 35-year history. The current colour was presented to the battalion on July 31, 1986 by then-Governor-General Sir Florizel Glasspool. This year, the symbol will be presented by Governor-General Sir Patrick Allen in the presence of a number of dignitaries, including Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller and Chief of Defence Staff Major General Anthony Anderson. Commanding Officer of the 2nd Battalion, Lieutenant Colonel Dillon Lobon, says the infantry unit has always had and continues to maintain a tradition of service and commitment to excellence. He says the unit is exceedingly proud of this record, which will be embodied in the spirit of the new colors. The military parade will begin at 4 p.m. and will feature a parade village at the JDF Mini Stadium. It is open to the public and persons are asked to be seated by 3 p.m. The Jamaica National Heritage Trust, the JNHT, will be staging its 18th annual Emancipation Jubilee Celebrations Vigil from Thursday, July 31 to August 1 at the historic Civil Heritage Park in St. Anne. Chairman of the JNHT, Ainsley Enriquez, says the celebration is not just a national event, but is also symbolic in encouraging people to recognize emancipation and the importance of its commemoration.
So it's all part of a whole process of an exciting set of events and experiences, which, as I said again, should not be missed. The whole concept of emancipation is so important because it's not just one event that took place in 1838. Emancipation is a whole process, and this is a renewal of that process.
The Emancipation Vigil will begin at 8 p.m. and end at dawn on August 1. Activities will include musical presentations showcasing aspects of the Jamaican culture, including kumina and other practices. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.